I spend very little time introducing William Shakespeare per se, because most high schoolers have had a brief introduction to Shakespeare, but I want it to be fun from the get-go. So what I do is I get them to stand up in lines facing each other, and I give them a series of Shakespearean insults, short phrases in Shakespeare's language that they can hurl at each other, either individually or as a group.
Such as what?
Get the language in their mouth. So you can yell across the room to somebody, "Let vultures gripe thy guts." And it doesn't matter if you fully know what that means. You get the sentiment behind it. So we start with simple exercises like that so that they get the idea of it. Another exercise we do is called stomping words, where you get the rhythm of the language by walking around the classroom in a circle. Every other foot, you stomp, and you get the rhythm of the iambic pentameter, for example. "But soft, what light through yonder window breaks." So we do exercises like that to get them involved. And then little by little, we introduce larger scenes and storylines. And it's more like a performance-based way of learning Shakespeare, which is very much in line with the Folger philosophy.
I imagine if I walked into any school around Baltimore right now and grabbed a class and said, "Hey, kids, we're going to go learn Shakespeare," they're either going to look at me with blank looks or start throwing things at me. Do you find that once you start putting them through these exercises, they really do like it, they identify with it, and maybe in some cases they're even curious enough to find out more?
That has been my experience. I think that the thing to overcome is preconceptions about Shakespeare, that Shakespeare and the theater in general is just for, you know, the highly educated or the wealthy. Frankly, during his time, Shakespeare was more like a rock concert than a play. It was very participatory, very visceral. People of all walks of life would come to see the shows. There was a lot of stage combat, a lot of passionate acting and big emotions. So, you know, as human beings, we all feel big emotions. We all have passion. And then when you're an adolescent, especially, it's magnified. And so if you can sort of tap into the natural feelings that we have, including the desire to have fun, then I think that's a good starting point.
Is there some place that people can see these productions?
Yes. The Folger Shakespeare Library is located at 201 East Capitol Street, Southeast, which is right next to the Library of Congress down by the Capitol. And the Shakespeare Festival for students is actually open to the public. People can walk in and just walk upstairs to the balcony of the Folger's Elizabethan Theater and witness these productions, which run the second and third weeks of March. To check the schedule out, you would go to folger.edu. But it is open to the public, and it's really a great way to watch public school students as well as local high school students get up on their feet and deliver some pretty powerful Shakespeare performances.
And as always, we will put a link to that on our site, WBAL.com. Make it easier for the listeners to get there. Nick Newland is the man behind the 30-Minute Shakespeare. Thanks for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.
Thanks, and check out 30MinuteShakespeare.com and like us on Facebook to check out the book series.